Afternoon, everybody. Thank you for giving up your time to join us for another daily devotional. You know, many years ago, two artists were commissioned to depict on canvas something of perfect peace or perfect rest. One of the artists painted a lovely painting with a lake in a valley. Birds were singing, cows were grazing, the sheep were on the hillsides, and it was just peaceful and serene. But whenever one of the critics looked at the painting and saw the still waters with not even a ripple in the surface, he says, "That does not, for me, depict perfect peace or rest." He says, "That denotes stagnancy." The other artist had painted a waterfall coming down a cliffside. The skies were dark. There was a crackle of lightning in the background. The waters were cascading down a rocky ravine into the valley. And yet just at the side of that waterfall there was a small birch tree. And at the end of one of the branches there was a nest. And in the nest there was a robin. And the robin was feeding her young. And she seemed to be entirely oblivious to all of the things that were going on around her. The wind didn't seem to annoy her. The lightning hadn't distracted her. The thunder didn't seem to frighten her. The waters that were cascading down the waterfall into the valley did not seem to alarm her at all. She seemed to be in perfect peace as she raised and fed her young fledglings. And that was the painting that won the competition. You know, peace is something that is a rare commodity in these days in which we are living. And sometimes we think if all was peaceful around us, then we ourselves would be at peace. But you know, as far as the Christian is concerned, it should not really matter what is going on in the world around us. The peace and the rest that the Christian has is a rest that comes from within by the Spirit of the living God. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." The Lord Jesus Christ said, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And then whenever Paul was writing to the church at Philippi, he said, "Be careful," or "be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." You know, in the center of the whirlwind, there's supposed to be a place of perfect peace and tranquility. And so it is in the life of a Christian. All around you might seem to be in turmoil. The skies above you might be dark. You might hear the rolling of thunder in the distance. You might look to the horizon and you see a storm looming. But if you know Christ as your Saviour, if the Spirit of God is within you, if the Word of God is your guide, and if you love the Lord, you can enjoy perfect peace regardless of what is going on around you. Somebody once said, "It is more important what happens in you than what happens to you." Many people mistake stagnancy for peace and for rest, but not so the Christian. Things all around us might be in upheaval, as they are in this world at this present time, but the Christian should be different. May you experience that rest and that peace today. And if you've never known it before, why not come to the cross? The Bible says that Jesus Christ has made peace through the blood of his cross. And whenever you've got peace with God and peace in God, you can have the peace of God. May God bless you today. Thank you for giving of your time.